This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bad Bunny announces a 2022 stadium tour. Encanto returns to number one on the Billboard 200, and Kanye West and Julia Fox have made it red carpet official. This is Billboard News Now for Monday, January 24th. First up, Bad Bunny announces an ambitious 29-date stadium tour for 2022. This comes after selling out his 36-date El Ultimo Tour del Mundo arena tour in record time, and before even playing a single show from that tour, which kicks off February 9th. Bad Bunny World's Hottest Tour kicks off August 5th at Campus Stadium in Orlando and will make 15 U.S. stops, including Yankee Stadium in New York, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, and Fenway Park in Boston. This is very good news for the thousands of fans who weren't able to score tickets for El Ultimo Tour del Mundo, which sold out in days. The World's Hottest Tour also comes with a bonus. In the U.S., Bunny will feature DJ Alesso as a guest for 11 dates and Diplo as a guest at 2 dates, including the final show at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles on September 30th. The tour then continues to Latin America for 14 stops in October. Bad Bunny's tour may be the most ambitious for a Latin artist ever in the U.S., but then again, the Puerto Rican star has been on a record-breaking streak for the past 3 years. Bad Bunny was the top-selling Latin artist of 2021 for the third consecutive year, according to MRC data, and the most streamed artist globally on Spotify for the second consecutive year. He is also the first artist to place an all-Spanish album at number one on the Billboard 200. On the live front in 2021, Bunny sold 480,000 tickets and grossed $84 million in a single day when his 2022 tour dates went on sale. It became Ticketmaster's top-selling tour for a first day since Beyoncé and Jay-Z's On the Run 2 tour in 2018. Tickets will go on pre-sale Wednesday, January 26th, and go on sale to the general public on Friday, January 28th. Next up, the Encanto soundtrack returns to number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart for a second non-consecutive week on top, as the set steps 3-1 on the list dated January 29th. The companion set to the Disney animated film earned 104,000 equivalent album units in the U.S. in the week ending January 20th, according to MRC data. From the soundtrack, We Don't Talk About Bruno also pushes 4-2 on the Hot 100 as the week's most streamed and top-selling song. It becomes just the second song from a Disney animated film to have reached the chart's top 2 positions. Encanto is the first soundtrack with more than 1 week at number 1 on the 200, since Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born spent 4 non-consecutive weeks in the lead in 2018 through 2019. And Encanto is Walt Disney Records' first number 1 album to spend more than a week atop the list since Frozen ruled for 13 non-consecutive weeks in 2014. Encanto continues to profit from the popularity of its hit songs, all written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, which also includes Surface Pressure. This week the song just hit the Hot 100's top 10, jumping 14-10. Like a drip, 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 that'll never stop. And What Else Can I Do? All of which were in the top 40 of the most recently published Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart dated January 22nd. Gunna's DS Forever falls to number 2 in its second week, while The Weeknd's Dawn FM also slips a spot in its second frame 2-3. A pair of former number 1s are next on the chart as Adele's 30 is a non-mover at number 4. And Morgan Wallen's Dangerous the album is also stationary at number 5. And finally, Kanye West and his new lady have taken their relationship to the next level. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Kanye West and Julia Fox have made it red carpet official, and Ye's ex Kim Kardashian still seems unbothered. On January 23rd, Kanye stepped out with Julia during a visit to Paris for Men's Fashion Week, posing with the Uncut Gems actress at Kenzo's fashion show in coordinated denim ensembles accessorized with black gloves. This comes right on the heels of a recent episode of Julia's Forbidden Fruits podcast in which she addressed all of the attention she's been getting, telling listeners, people are like, oh, you're only in it for the fame, you're in it for the clout, you're in it for the money. Honey, I've dated billionaires my entire adult life. Let's keep it real. If you don't already know, their whirlwind romance first began in late December, less than a year after Kim K filed for divorce from the rapper in February 2021. And since hosting Saturday Night Live back in October, Kim's been spotted out and about numerous times with SNL comedian Pete Davidson, who's already earned himself a diss in Kanye's newly released Easy.
God save me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
While Kim and Pete have yet to hit a carpet together, the reality star has been living it up on beach vacations, as seen in numerous Instagram photos, which has fans wondering, is Pete the one taking the pics? Is that his shadow?
All right, that's all for today, but for more on these stories, head to billboard.com. For Billboard News, I'm Chelsea Briggs.